You're listening to SBS News.
Vu Nguyen has been living with lupus for 25 years. She still remembers the day she was diagnosed.
I was only 9 years old at the time. I came home with swollen ankles. I couldn't walk or run, and my joints were just aching.
The autoimmune disease is now mainly affecting her kidneys, but she's also had a stroke and suffers from epilepsy, probably triggered by lupus. Around 20,000 Australians are affected by the disease. Most are women aged between 15 and 45. It's particularly prevalent among Indigenous Australians, Asian and other non-European people. Professor Eric Moran from Monash University says lupus is a challenging disease to tackle. There's no cure, and only one new treatment has been approved in the last 60 years.
It's an unusual disease. If you think about multiple sclerosis, which is an immune disease just of the brain, lupus is like that, but it can affect any body part at any time. And so just working out how to measure patients' disease state and measure whether they respond to a treatment is very, very difficult.
The results of a drug trial led by Professor Moran have been published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The drug, called anifromulab, blocks a hormone associated with lupus, and most trial participants reported fewer disease flare-ups.
We expect, if the drug is approved, that it'll be available swiftly through the PBS. And we know at least 80% of patients with lupus have a marker in their blood that indicates they could benefit from this treatment.
The trial lasted for 3 years and involved 362 people. Patients received either 300 milligrams of the drug or a placebo intravenously once every 4 weeks for 48 weeks. Ms. Nguyen hopes if the drug is approved, it will make a real difference to her quality of life.
If that could possibly help with just the lupus side of things, it could possibly help with their secondary diseases. So any type of drug is great.
Gloria Kleisch, SBS News.